Words and phrases. Abstraction. Abstract or abstraction. I'm thinking in this more in the context of creation, creativity, and art. Stepping back, art, visual art, music for sure, really likes to create categories, subcategories, and sub-subcategories, right? Jazz, modern jazz, Dixieland jazz. It serves a purpose, you know, and it helps understand somewhat in search, especially in searching for something, whether it be in the library, in the old days in a card catalog, now on the digital web, in the cloud. Now, visual art, establishing to understand and take apart art, especially from a Western point of view. So abstraction versus realism. What's abstract? There's an artist I really enjoy, Cecily Brown, who uses magnificent variations of colors and textures, and often there's some ends up some kind of form. A human, might be a, one was a girl on a swing. Sometimes there are graphic sexual elements to a person, you know, in there, or some other types of work. But they're just really magical and dreamy. But she was asked a question about how she works and thinking about, was there, you know, what's the abstract element or what is the real, the figurative is another word, like, you know, with figures there. And she mentioned she didn't like, and she would love to see those, both the terms abolished. And that's a sentiment I have, because when you're looking at something, unless you're trying to, working to be super realistic, even if you are looking at a landscape, a beautiful tree, you look really closely, you look for a long time. Think of Vincent, well, I've been thinking about Vincent van Gogh and his drawings. And within that figure, if you move in closer, a matter of perspective, you'll see the bark, and as you move in closer to make that image, you'll make some scratches and swirls and tweaks and some color, but little patches of color will become something else as you step back. So how close you're looking or how far back you are or your perspective determines how this might appear. So abstraction may not serve so well in some contexts to have a real, your own creative discussion or to discuss something. Like many words and places, they have a place, but then they can have a limitation. So, you know, abstraction, I'm not in front of the dictionary, but would be to take something out of a small bit, a part of something, and not the whole, maybe. I know that's probably one idea, and there's several others. So thinking of a variation, a derivative, you know, some other terms. So words are so powerful. And a broader thought I had was to eliminate within my own context as an artist, I might say, you know what, I'm not going to use that term or think of it that way as I work on something I might want to make. Maybe I'll come up with a different terminology in a project. And so this is something anyone can do. So it can move the furniture around in the virtual room, you know, in the figurative room to make something different. So it'll open up some doors, tear down some walls. So you can do something different. But then, you know, you can have a discussion if you're working with someone else or on a project that is for someone else about how you might start to look at it and make it a collaborative effort. So this thought was a little more than just the thoughts of the word of abstraction. more broadly too about using words that might be kind of limiting to what you're working on or doing. So change them up. Use some different ones. Abstraction. That's the word of the moment. Thanks for listening to Radical Real Life. This is Todd. See you soon in the Radical Real World.